Okay, this is this is not the regular scheduled meeting of the Programs and Services. This is a special meeting of the Programs and Services Committee from Monday, August 8th, 2016. At the beginning of the meeting, we have Councilor Kalis, Councilor Santangelo, and Councilor Auchincloss. The first item is item number 248-16. Councilor Santangelo requesting the City Council and the City to recognize September as Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Councilor Santangelo.
So I was approached by a neighbor whose child is suffering from childhood pediatric cancer. And since he's been so, involved in the whole, the treatment and diagnosis and everything, he's become more aware that the problem is very few people are aware that this is the number one killer for kids under 15. Other than accidents. So the purpose of recognizing September as Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month is to let everybody know about it and also bring more awareness to folks so that they can donate and encourage more research to it. The state's already recognized it. Governor Baker did it, I think, last year. And I think Obama did it 2 years ago for nationwide.
Any other questions? Is there a motion?
So moved.
There is a motion to approve. All in favor? That is unanimous.
Thank you.
It's nice to get something that we don't do, something that we're along with Amherst and Cambridge as the only cities in the state of Massachusetts that have approved something. With the next two are reappointments to the Election Commission, Docket Item 246-16, His Honor the Mayor reappointing John McDermott, 7A Washburn Street, Newton Corner, as an Election Commissioner for a term to expire March 31st, 2019. So these are reappointments. David, how long John and Nancy have been on the Election Commission?
They are two of the shorter term individuals. None of them have served a very long time.
Yeah.
Marjorie Barber and Jan Hoffman are the other two, and I think they have served just a year or two more than John and Nancy.
Okay.
But they're the only ones I've worked with since taking on elections. They've been fantastic. They have done a fantastic job really pushing to try new things, to get new things incorporated into how we do elections. And I'm very pleased and very impressed with them. It's been working fantastic. I'm glad that they're being
reappointed. Yeah. When did you go from 3 to 4? Or was it always that
way? It's always been 4.
Okay. I just seem to remember when we had that issue with the school committee person who was...
I think at that point there was one individual who had resigned. So there were only three involved.
Okay.
But there should have been four. There were four spots.
Okay. And you have two from each party?
Yes. John McDermott is Republican. Nancy Levine is Democrat. Jan Hoffman is Republican. And Marjorie Butler is a Democrat.
Is there any requirement, not a requirement, but in the future, is there any for having an independent person on the...
Not unless we go for home rule legislation to allow that. There are other communities that have added a fifth member. I believe Cambridge is one of them, where one person has to be on the move.
Okay.
Mass law requires it be balanced between the two major parties.
Interesting.
Consider it docketed.
another Programs and Services commitment. So is there a motion to approve on this?
So moved.
There's a motion to approve. All in favor? That is unanimous.
That's for both?
I'll just read the other docket item in. It's in favor, all in favor of docket item 246-16 and the second item 247-16, which is His Honor the Mayor reappointing Nancy Levine, 379 Central Ave, Auburndale, as Election Commissioner for a term to expire March 31st, 2019.
Does it say Ave?
Yeah.
It should be Street. She's my neighbor.
Yeah. We'll make sure it becomes Street. We even change it when we read it into the
friendly amendment.
That was approved unanimously as well, and we'll read it in tonight. And that concludes the Programs and Services Committee meeting.
Motion to adjourn.